listener production.
Currently 16 degrees around Hobart. Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Burke. Donald Trump has lashed out after he was indicted over an alleged hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. It's the first time in American history a president has been criminally charged. He's set to face court in New York next Tuesday. The state government will have to throw away almost $23 million worth of unusable PPE. It's been revealed in the Legislative Council that the PPE stockpile was bought as a pandemic backup. It's now past its used-by date. Shadow Health Minister Anita Dow says it's a monumental waste of money.
The government's got serious questions to answer about this. There should be an investigation, particularly because this happened during a time when many essential workers had difficulty getting access to PPE across their workplaces.
Dark Mofo returns for its 10th anniversary this winter with a bumper program now live. Dark Park makes its return along with favourites Winter Feast, Night Mass and the festival's debaucherous Masquerade Ball. Tickets go on sale April 5. Make sure to lock up your car. Police are investigating a series of burglaries on the Eastern Shore. Three vehicles were stolen from a home on Victoria Esplanade this morning, while there have been numerous stolen vehicles around Bellerive, Howrah, Rokeby and Oak Downs this month alone. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. And tributes are continuing to flow in for radio icon Doug Mulray, who passed away overnight at the age of 71. An announcement on the start time for this year's grand final is expected next month, according to AFL Chief Gil McLaughlin. A twilight start is favoured by broadcasters over the traditional 2:30 time slot, but Triple M's Bernie Vince says the game should stay a day-only affair.
Nah, I love it where it is. If you're going to watch the grand final, I think if it's a day game, you're going to get the same amount of viewers then as you are a twilight.
And Richmond will be without Dusty and Jacob Hopper for tonight's blockbuster against the Magpies.